Congratulations, sir. What, 5 wins out of 5? Even in your wildest dreams, you'd have probably settled for 3, wouldn't you?
No.
Right, go on then.
No, Adam, of course. The run we've had has been absolutely fantastic, and the players deserve massive credit for what they've managed to achieve in the last 5 games. And I think now we're in the top half of the league, and it just shows you how tight this league is. And when we took over, we were looking over our shoulders, worried about the trapdoor, but, you know, thankfully that's gone away now, and we can hopefully start to look upwards for the rest, you know, for the rest of ever, really.
I was just going through the tables after the full times came in, Andy, and you're 13th, so you're right there. You're joint with the 10th team, Bury. You could be as high as 9th with another win or two. So to be 10 points clear of relegation with still 2 games to go, I mean, that is just gives you a chance, doesn't it, just to let the players express themselves and just to build ahead now, look forward.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a structure, we have a way of playing, we have to be organised. And I've allowed them to play with a bit of freedom in the final third. But the one thing that I've insisted on, and they've given me an absolute bucket loads, Adam, is desire and hard work and competing. And you saw today, you know, I thought Northampton did okay today and put us under heavy pressure second half. And every single one of them came to the party and stood firm. And that desire levels is something that we've got to have, and as long as we get that, we'll be okay.
I'll tell you what you also must be pleased about as the manager is the fact that before the game, when Andy said there are 8 changes to the team, I cheekily said I wouldn't be very happy if I was the manager of Wickham, but actually you've won the match, so what you did was fully vindicated.
No, I didn't pick a team to make it easy for anybody. I said that in the press previously. We have to approach every game as it comes, and I just felt the changes were needed today. There were a couple that were enforced. We had a couple of niggles from Saturday. We've only had 48 hours rest. So I felt that the right thing to do today was freshen it up, and that's what we did, and thankfully it's paid off again. I'm sure one day it won't. It's not going to be all easy, is it? So, but at the moment, we just enjoy the success that we're having. The players are very, very confident at the moment. They're in good spirits. It's a fantastic group to work with. There's not one bad apple in there. And long may that continue. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with them, and they deserve the credit. They've been absolutely superb.
Well, they're certainly obviously responding to what you're saying as well. So good on you and the players. I've got to ask you, a lot of clubs at this stage of the season, now they're safe, Andy, will be planning. Now, do you just say to us the same as Pochettino's saying to us about his future, we'll do it at the end of the season? Is that all you can say at the moment? Or do you wish you could actually start making plans, whatever the board want to do and whatever you want to do, just because that's what the club needs to do?
I've got plans in my own head, Adam, in case I am the manager of Portsmouth Football Club next season. But until I'm asked and we sort that out, then they'll remain in my head. There's no point me planning for another manager to come in. So I'll sit down with the board at the relevant point between now and the end of the season, and once they've decided what they want to do, we'll talk to them. And if they would like me to do it, like I've said before, it took me 2 seconds to decide to be caretaker manager because I felt that was the right thing to do. But I think it will need to be a lot longer than that, and there'll need to be some open, frank discussions on with the board on where the football club's heading in the direction that they think it should go. And if we agree, then fine. If we don't, we'll keep talking.
Well, you said before the end of the season, do you expect that to be the case?
I don't know. I don't know. All I'm doing is preparing teams to win football matches, Ad, and that's all I can do at the moment, until somebody grabs me around the throat and drags me into the boardroom and says, this is what we want to do. Then I just carry on and do what I'm doing. I've given the job for 7 games. I've done 5. I've got 2 to go. So we'll see what happens in the last 2, and we'll see what happens. You know, it may be something will happen between then. I don't know, but I'm not worried about that. All I'm worried about is winning the last 2 games of the season and getting this football club up the football league.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, given the reaction from fans on Twitter and texts today, I think some of those fans will carry you to the boardroom for that chat, Andy, to be fair, and all the more power to your elbow for it. Just to try and put some balance on it for people. You know, obviously, we know you well because you've worked with us on the station, and we know how much you love Pompey.
Yeah.
But that in itself makes any decision more complex, doesn't it? Because, you know, we've seen Guy, we've seen others come into who've been at the club, who love the club, now not working at the club because they change jobs or change position, and then your time at the club can be altered by boardrooms later on down the line. Whereas if you stay in your academy manager's job, that wouldn't necessarily be a pressure you've got to live with. So it's not an easy decision, is it?
No, that's why there needs to be lots of discussion. It's not just going to be, Andy, would you like the job? And they have to think carefully about that, the board. And then it's not just me saying yes in 3 seconds again. It's gonna need a lot of discussion and a lot of talking to make sure things are right. For instance, if I was to be lucky enough to be named the next permanent manager of Portsmouth Football Club, who's going to be the next academy manager? That worries me a little bit. We've got to get that right. Mm. So there's Paul Hardiman, you know, his role's with me at the moment in the first team. If he stays there, who comes in to coach under-18s? And
could be your first decision.
Well, yeah, there's lots to discuss, and it's not just an easy thing, Adam. We've got to make sure that the football club's built from bottom to top and make sure that it's right, because it isn't at the moment, in my opinion. We're doing great, don't get me wrong. To still be as fantastic, you know, a year ago we were dead and buried as a football club. So what the board have achieved over the last year is absolutely fantastic, and we thank them for that. But we've got to push it on, and we've got to make sure that we lay some foundations, in my opinion, and make sure that we, when that day does come that I move on, and one day it may come, it may not. Someone called me Dario Gradi the other day on Portsmouth. I don't know about that.
I don't think that's good.
I'm
or
only
not.
41, yeah. So, yeah. But no, one day it might happen, and I might move on. And we've got to make sure that when that day does come, if it does come, that the football club's sound and ready to go, because it's been mistreated for far too long, and we all know that. So we've got to make sure that it's right. So there's lots to discuss, but look, let's get the football out of the way this season and get maybe a couple more wins on the board, and then I'm sure we'll talk.
Yeah, without wanting to put words in your mouth, Andy, because I don't want you telling me off later. At the end of the day, if the decision is going to be made, things have got to be done properly for the long-term future of
exactly.
the club, haven't they? You've got to put some brickwork in place. You
the
know?
Longevity of the football club's everything, Adam. Mm. And when I first took over, I did the interviews and I said, forget longevity. It's all about here and now, because we were 2 points above the line. Now we're safe. Now we're going to be playing in this league next year. Now's the time to start planning and building and putting some big building blocks in. And that's what we've got to do to make sure that what happened never, ever happens again, so that the football club can build and we can get the right people in the right places. And I'm sure the board we'll have the same ethos as me, and that's what we've got to talk about and make sure that we share those views.